The lottery now is completed, where husbands you were to obtain. For lasses we find to luck was inclined, and brought in their guineas amain. From every part of the town, the beautiful black and the brown came tripping together as light as a feather, and Kate at the sign of the crown. She had a good benefit ticket, we hear, which brought her a man of 500 a year. Young Sue at the sign of the dragon, she laid her best manto in pawn. Her muslin head with ribbons of red, with ruffles of delicate lawn, and two or three tippets likewise. Then she to the lottery hies, and since she had ventured, as soon as she entered, so lit of a delicate prize. Her benefit ticket, as it will appear, has brought her a man of 600 a year. There's Mary in Westminster City, who was but a poor scullion maid. A guinea she got to purchase a lot of Robin, a tailor by trade, who was but her father-in-law. So soon as the guinea she saw, she purchased a ticket and happened to nick it, for Mary did luckily draw. A benefit ticket, as it will appear, which brought her a man of 800 a year. There's Gillian that lives at the Maypole, and Betty in Turnagain Lane. Nay, Bridget and Kate near Littlemore Gate, young Sib at the Thistle and Crane, with Sue at the sign of the sun, and Joan at the Dagger and Gun. They pawned all their pinners, had they not been winners, poor creatures, they had been undone. But they have had benefit tickets, we hear, four husbands each having 500 a year. Poor Susan, the sister of Cinders, who scarce had a smock to her back, she luckily found a purse on the ground and ventured it every jack. This tatterdemalion, poor Sue, who scarce had a stocking or shoe, by fortune befriended, her case was amended, 507 she drew. And that did a benefit ticket appear, which brought her a man of 1,000 a year. There's Betty, a waterman's daughter, that lived near Wapping Old Stairs. A knitter by trade, this innocent maid, away to the Strand she repairs. Her parents, although they were poor, and had but one guinea in store, that guinea they lent her, so that she did venture. Her lot was 604, the which did a benefit ticket appear, and brought her a man of 2,000 a year. Poor Sarah that lived at the Mitre, she had neither silver nor gold. But meeting with Ned, her dear maidenhead, in troth for a guinea she sold. And then, without longer delay, young Sarah she hurried away. Now mind but the story, her fortunate glory, this guinea was lucky, you'll say. For she had a benefit ticket, we hear, which brought her a man of 3,000 a year. There's many young beautiful ladies that daily come in for a cheer. Yet since they were great, we do not relate or mention their benefits here. But those that from nothing did rise, the poor and the naked likewise, who pawned their attire to gain their desire, the hopes of a delicate prize. And when drawing their benefit tickets appear with husbands of hundreds and thousands a year.